The word itself in Peter is very clear. I think what Peter did, what he wrote is very brief and yet concise, so that you just read through it and you'll be clear.
Yeah.
Right? Especially, you don't need to explain a lot of this. Of course, in our fellowship, we like to make it more clear for the understanding of especially the younger brothers and sisters. But before he started this chapter, thank you very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the end of chapter 1. Where is the end of chapter 1? Okay. Peter warned them, right, concerning the word, the truth in God's word. In verse 16, he said, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables." The word of God is very clear, and every word is truth. You know what I'm impressed with the writings of the apostles is that every word means a lot.
Amen.
It is so accurate. It's the word of God. Right? Not one word is unnecessary, but they wrote every word according to the burden of the Lord. Just like in the Old Testament times, the burden of the word of the Lord came to the prophets. Right? They never spoke their own words. Only the false prophets and the false teachers did that. But the prophets in the Old Testament, they spoke exactly what God wanted them to speak. Right? You have to be impressed with that. This is why he said, "We did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We were eyewitnesses of his majesty. They were eyewitnesses. You know, when Judas was to be replaced, one of the main qualifications of the replacement for Judas is that this person has to be with the Lord Jesus and with them from the very beginning. It must also be an eyewitness of every event and everything that went on. Right? This is very important. That means, dear saints, we need to take the word of God very carefully, very seriously, and have the faith that every word spoken there is truly the word of God. We were eyewitnesses, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Hear him. You have to hear him. Right. Moses was great, of course, wonderful. Elijah was also very famous and wonderful. But none of them can be compared to our Lord Jesus. Hear him. In the New Testament age, we hear the Lord Jesus. We hear him, right? And then he said, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed." So every word that the apostles or even the prophets have spoken is really confirmed. Every word is confirmed. Right? "Which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place." We need to take heed, careful heed. We need to take, pay much attention to what the Lord God was saying through these brothers. Right? "And until the day dawns and the morning star rises. Now, in your hearts is actually joined to take heed. You need to take heed of the word of God in your heart until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. Right? So, the word of God is very important. Depends on you. What do you think? Right? Even the young people, when you read the word of God with your parents every day, is it just reading it and then close it and you forget about it? No, you need to take heed. Amen. Know exactly what the word of God says. Amen. It's very important. Yes. Because every word of God is going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled. Right. So, what do we need to do? Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation. Right. This is very important. Why did Peter say that? Because there are so many false prophets and false teachers. And they are not going to just share with you anything. They share from the Bible, right? A prophet not sharing from the Bible, everybody will know, no, you don't know what you're talking about. But they're all theologians. They all went through seminaries, right? I almost say the other word, but right? They were scribes and Pharisees, supposedly to be those people who knew the Bible very well. But if you do not know the Bible, you don't take heed to what the Word of God says, you don't get into it yourself, how are you going to tell the difference? It's impossible. So, Peter warned us, no private interpretation. If you don't know, don't try to break your head and mind to try to understand. No, you pray. Tell the Lord, just like many of the prophets in the Old Testament, in Zechariah says, I don't know. You have to show me. Lord, show me. This is why we have the anointing that will teach us. And you have to be patient. May not know right away, but maybe a couple of months later, when you're ready, then the Lord will show it to you. Because the Lord is not a Bible teacher that will explain to you right away so that you can understand. It's not the understanding, it is the reality, the substance that we are really seeking for. Right? And there are so many private interpretations of the Bible everywhere. Every denomination has their set of theology. If you talk to, for example, the Pentecostal people, they stress so much the matter of speaking in tongues. Right? Matter of miracles, matter of healing, and even to the gospel of prosperity. Right? You give the Lord $100, the Lord will give you $1,000 in return. Wow, that's a very good investment. So I'll give the pastor $100 and the Lord will give me $1,000. Well, isn't that a good investment? So at the end, do you really get $1,000? No, you lost $100. The pastor got it. Yeah. These are false prophets. Right? And they made the speaking in tongues and all these miracles so important, more important than Christ living in you. The life and the godliness and partakers of the divine nature and all the exceeding great promises, not to make you rich, right? But to bring you the heavenly blessings and to help us to have a rich entrance into the kingdom. Okay. So, but they have their own interpretation. They interpret the Bible the way they see it, right? Mm-hmm. This is the reason why Peter said this. And then he continued to say, where am I now? I'm in First Peter. Yeah, sorry. Well, I should go back to Second Peter, right? Yeah, chapter 1, right? So then he said, for, and the reason is, prophecy, the word of God, never came by the will of man. And this is very important. It's the word of God is the will of God. It shows us God's plan from the very beginning to the end. Every detail. How God is going to fulfill it. So it says, prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God, holy men of God. Very hard to find a holy man. Yeah. If you're holy, you'll be careful what you speak, especially when you're speaking the word of God. Right? It's very serious. You say God says this, and he didn't. So what am I then if I say, oh, God said this, then, but he didn't? What am I? I'm going to be a false prophet. And what do you think I'm going to get? Just $100. I'm going to get a serious judgment, I tell you. Judgment. But these people didn't care. These people didn't care. I knew a group of dear brothers and sisters in South Korea. They came out of a group that's called Salvation Group. Right? But they only talk about salvation, being saved. And after that, you talk about doing this work, doing that work. Right? And they built up a great work, and the pastor became so rich. At the end, what happened? After 20, 30 years, 40 years, they realized that's not the right thing. But hey, 30 years is gone. Precious time to gain Christ, to gain the truth. So many of them came out. Many of them came out and were seeking. The Lord brought them to fellowship with us. Right? So, never came by the will of man prophecy in the word of God, but holy men spoke as they were moved or born. They were carried by the Holy Spirit. It's not man speaking. We can forget about man speaking. Right? So, and we ourselves have to be careful. When we speak, it must be the word of God. And not only correct according to the written word, but it must be born by the Holy Spirit. The word without a spirit has no life. So when we speak, we need to be careful. And then let's go quickly to the end of 2 Peter. Right here, now Peter also warned concerning those people who didn't understand a word but twisting the word of God. And verse 15, and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. That means the Lord didn't come yet to give you a chance and give everyone a chance to go on, right? To mature. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, Paul said the same thing, but in which some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they also do with the rest of the scriptures. So don't twist the word of God, and don't stretch it like a rubber band. We all need to learn to deal with the word of God seriously, carefully, taking heed. No private interpretation and no twisting. Okay, don't twist the word of God. At the end, it's not the word of God anymore, then it's your word. Not good. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen.